kind of cool day in Fresno, but I expect it's going to be a little windier and a little cooler where I'm going tomorrow.
I was going to ask you, when was the last time it hit 32 degrees in Fresno?
It'll hit at night. It'll freeze out here at night sometimes. So we'll get it. But 32 degrees during the day, that's really, you know, is rare. So a 32-degree day with a high, I'd say that probably is pretty rare of happening.
Mark, this Fresno State team, kind of like Wyoming last year, catching the Mount West a little bit by surprise, sitting at 7-3, and then, you know, controlling their own destiny to get to the Mount West championship game. What has really led to the transformation of this team under their first-year head coach, Jeff Tedford?
Well, I mean, you know, when I get asked that question, I guess what I think is, you know, and I know this is a little bit of a cliche answer, but I think it's unity and togetherness, right, and kind of playing, you know, as one purpose, one goal, one mindset. I'm not so sure that the Bulldogs have been doing that the last couple of years. You know, offense and defense were kind of their own little fiefdoms, and maybe the head coach didn't, you know, have the control and respect of the entire program. And that kind of leads into problems. But I think this is, Fresno State is not overwhelming talent. I mean, these are mostly the same guys that went 1-11 last year and 3-9 the year before. But they're playing with a purpose now, and with that kind of sense of unity that we haven't seen.
The fact that, you know, he's an alum, how much does that play into the fact this emergence of them, because he knows kind of what Fresno State's all about?
Yeah, I mean, there is something to that, I guess. You know, he hired some assistants that, you know, that were alums also. There's three members of the coaching staff that were former players and coaches here. I think both of them, anyway, some combination of that. But it hasn't really translated to attendance, you know, or anything. It's not like the Bulldog, you know, fans have, you know, really turned out in force for this team. They're still kind of, you know, rebounding from the last couple of years on that. So I think it has something to do with it. I think it's more just the fact that he's a good coach. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, had a winning record in the Pac-12 over a prolonged period at a place, Cal, which is very difficult to win. And, you know, he managed to do it. So there's obviously, so we may have like a Pac-12 level coach coaching in the Mountain West, you could say. So maybe that is been the key or the advantage the Bulldogs have had.
That was what I was going to ask about the fan support out there. I've watched some of the games and have recorded some of the games and then watched them later. And the one thing that struck me was here's a team that's 7-3. They're leading the West Division. They had a big win over San Diego State. Now they got two big ball games coming up with the Cowboys this Saturday, and then they've got Boise at home next week. But I was just noticing that the attendance has been rather dismal, I would think. The stands look like they're maybe 15-20% full.
Well, I don't know if it's that full. It's certainly not the Bulldog Stadium that, you know, people think of from 10 years ago or during the Pat Hill days, or maybe the one season where Derek Carr, you know, was, you know, here as a senior and they sold out, you know, 40,000 a couple times. So it certainly hasn't been that. The trend has been kind of down for attendance. I think Fresno State is still third in the conference in attendance, I think, but it used to be leading, right? So things have gone down. And one telling thing was, you know, Fresno State shut out New Mexico. I think it was 30-something to nothing. Then they went down and beat San Diego State, a huge upset. They came back to play UNLV the next week, and there was fewer people in the stands than there were the 2 weeks prior. So that didn't really make any sense. So, I mean, it's, you know, there is a problem nationwide. There are a lot of universities that are kind of struggling with attendance and, you know, getting people out, getting people to buy tickets. I think that, you know, there's still a lot of Fresno State fans here. You see Bulldog stuff everywhere on people's cars, what they wear. But getting those people to buy tickets and attend games, that is, you know, proven a little bit of a challenge. So also, there wasn't a huge preseason, off-season marketing push for this team. It's definitely catching people by surprise, you know, the 7-3 record. And, it certainly wasn't like the kind of marketing that we saw, you know, for example, with Derek Carr, you know, when he was around. So something that the, you know, athletic department has to catch up on next year to take advantage of this.
While Jeff Tedford is the most obvious new piece for this team that has most everything else back, so is, you know, quarterback Marcus McMarion is also new. How much of a difference has he made towards, you know, the 7-3 record?
I think he's made a big difference in that he has the arm strength to get the ball downfield. I mean, the Bulldogs are not a huge, you know, deep passing team. They rely on the run game, but kind of like the Cowboys, when they do pass, they go deep and they take a couple deep shots a game. You know, McMarion has had, you know, had the arm to get the ball down there. The Bulldogs do have some pretty good receivers. You know, that was one question mark of this year, is whether they were going to have a quarterback to take advantage of the receivers they have. McMarion has been just really steady. He hasn't made a lot of mistakes. I think he went 150 passes in a row without a pick, and then he had two on tip balls in the fourth quarter against Hawaii last week. He's kind of put an end to that. Bulldogs were obviously still managed to hang on. He's been kind of a steadying force. You know, he runs a little bit, more willing than Chasen Virgil was to run the ball, especially when on those read option plays. And like I said, he's got the arm strength to get the ball downfield with Jameer Jordan and Keyshawn Johnson when they do take shots deep. So he has been key. The offensive line, though, has been, I'd say, just as big a key. You know, for Fresno State to, you know, dominate in the trenches against a team like San Diego State, we haven't seen that in a long time. So the new coaching staff, I mean, they've really, especially offensive line coach Ryan Grubb, deserves a lot of credit for, you know, just kind of a new physicality on this team. Kind of similar to the way Wyoming wants to play.
Mark Wazowski joining us here, columnist Fresno B. He'll cover Wyoming Fresno State Saturday at noon over in Laramie. And Mark, you know, we won't know about Josh Allen. We don't have access to practice today, so we won't know about Josh Allen's status. I know it's been day-to-day and could be a game-time decision. But hearing Jeff Tedford talk, it sounds like they are preparing for Josh Allen to play. Is that still the case as we get later in the week?
I mean, you know, I don't have unfettered access to practice either. That is what I was told a couple of days ago, but I'm not really sure, you know, what they're doing out there at practice, so it's not like I'm viewing it. But it would be dumb kind of preparing not to prepare for him. I mean, Josh Allen being, you know, from nearby, from Fresno, grew up a Fresno State fan, you know, wanted to come here, and the coaching staff didn't see his potential ending up at Wyoming and, you know, having a great part of turning that program around. Anyway, I'm sure he'd love to play against the Bulldogs if at all possible, but the CV joined, you know, the quarterback, that's something that, you know, you have to be careful of. So I think they are preparing for him, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Was that DeRuiter's staff that was there while Josh was out there?
Oh, yeah, DeRuiter's staff. And, you know, and I mean, he'd been to Fresno State camps. You know, Josh was kind of a late bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
He grew after high school considerably. And it was the game here in 2000, I want to say, 14. Is that the last time the two teams played?
I think so.
It was, I think, in Bowles' first year. And they came in here and stopped the Bulldogs, right? It was one of his first real big wins. Well, little did anybody know, the bigger win was an assistant coach who's no longer with the Wyoming, you know, the Cowboys, David Brown, went to one of the local junior colleges here, scouting another player, and then found Josh Allen. And so it was a real beneficial trip to Fresno the last time the Cowboys came here.
Talking to Mark Wazowski, joining us here in the Sports Zone. Mark, I mean, with Allen's, you know, status up in the air, both these defenses, though, seem to be playing really well and forcing a lot of turnovers. I mean, I know I'm stating the obvious here. The team who takes care of the ball best is probably going to win. But do you see this being a really defensive-minded type of game with the way these defenses seem to be playing right now?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, especially if Josh Allen doesn't play. Yeah, certainly. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, I think, a low-scoring game. Bulldogs haven't been giving up many points and yards. Neither of the Cowboys. That has been the most dramatic turnaround for Fresno State because their defense has been abysmal, I'd say, for maybe last year, not abysmal, but, you know, close to it. Years before that, even when Derek Carr was a senior, they lost 62-52 on the game that would have gotten them to the, you know, New Year's Six Bowl. So, I mean, it's been a defensive struggle here for the last 4 years, and that turnaround with Orlando Steinauer has been absolutely, I think, the key of this team's 7-3 record. So, yeah, I do expect kind of a low-scoring, you know, maybe a lot of running game, for sure.
And with Tim DeRuiter being a defensive-minded coach, that's kind of strange that the defense was so porous the last few years.
It was bizarre. When he came in here in 2012, his first year, which was Derek Carr's junior year, they played excellent defense, forced a lot of turnovers, got a ton of sacks. It was kind of a revelation. But then the 4 years after that, and really starting the next year, they really weren't very good defensively. And a couple of those years, they were like atrocious, ranking at the bottom of the country in yards and points. Last year wasn't so bad, but the offense was so terrible that nobody noticed, you know. But this year, for Fresno State to being a top 20 unit, I mean, that's almost unheard of. If you would have told me that in August, I would have probably laughed you out of the room. But it's happened. And so that's a lot of credit to Orlando Steinhauer and the defensive staff. I mean, honestly, I'm sure he's on a lot of lists for a lot of jobs, that guy.
All right, now we've gone through all the analysis of the game and everything else, so now we have a very insightful question.
Oh, really?
Sure.
No, why is it called the Fresno Bee?
There's several bees. There's a Sacramento Bee, a Modesto Bee, and a Fresno Bee that were all kind of sister papers owned by the same family, you know, back in the day, I think the early 1900s. So, but I don't know why, though. I don't know why.
Okay.
You know, it is the insect. There is a bee logo. You know, he is a yellow and black bumblebee. But I guess it's just the buzz. I don't know.
Mark, I do have one last one about Fresno State football. If I know they're control their own destiny for the Mount or for the West Division, but if they lose to Wyoming and then Boise State to wrap up the season and finish 7-5 and miss out on the championship game, will this season still be deemed a success in year one under Jeff Tedford?
I mean, heck yeah. Okay. They went 1-11 last year.
Right.
You know? So I think some people would be a little disappointed with the way it ended, but they'll still be 7-5. They're still going to go to a bowl game. I mean, again, this is a team. I mean, in Las Vegas at the Westgate, they were 3,000-1 or 300-1. I mean, I don't want to misquote, but there's astronomical odds for them to even get to the Mountain West Championship. So,
dang.
You know, I think people would be a little disappointed in the last two games, but you'd have to look at the season as a success.
Very good. Mark Warzowski, Fresno Bee, columnist for the Fresno Bee. He'll cover the Wyoming-Fresno State game. Noon kickoff in Laramie on Saturday. Mark, thank you so much. We will see you Saturday afternoon. Thank you.
All right, yeah, looking forward to being out there. And a noon kickoff, too, which is rare for us.
We're going to love that one.
You guys out there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.